For some, none of the country's methods of persuasion could induce them to join up. These were the conscientious objectors, and they required a different kind of courage to those who were facing the guns. In this letter to the Society of Friends, one conscientious objector seeks advice on navigating the tricky path that had been set for them.
22nd of February, 1916. Sir, conscientious objectors to military service have stated that they are opposed to violence are being met with the question, would you refuse to kill a man who's about to kill your mother? In view of your notice in the Hearts Observer, I should like to ask you if you think this is an example of casuistry and amounts to asking whether it is right and approved of God to break any of his commandments in order to save innocent life. Further, are any enemy soldiers in uniform acting under orders which it is death to disobey to be looked upon as being in the same category with a murderer who knows that his act is wrong? Lastly, if a man believes that he may kill a murderer but cannot regard belligerent aliens as murderers, is he justified nevertheless in claiming exemption on conscientious grounds, in your opinion? If the Society of Friends publishes anything of value to those to whom these questions give anxiety, I should be glad to be directed to it. I enclose a stamp for reply, if you are willing to answer, and shall regard any answer you make as private unless you advise me otherwise. Yours faithfully, A.P. Nichols.
Occasionally, the viewpoint of the ordinary soldier echoed that of the staunchest conscientious objector. Here, Cecil Dean, a young soldier, writes to his vicar, Reverend Bailey.
Dear Mr. Bailey, just a few lines in answer to your letter, which found me in the best of health, and I hope it will find you the same. I am very glad to think that people in this parish sacrifice prayers for their comrades, but I am very sad to mention the loss of young Will Johnson, who has been killed in action, and we have had several other men wounded while we were in the trenches. I remember when we were in action, and it was a terrible sight to see our comrades buried in their trenches alive by the Germans' big gun shells, which are terrible things. I thank you very much for your letter, and also your magazine, which I was very pleased with, and all the other lads wish to be remembered to you. They are all right, and in the best of health, but they would rather be at home, for they say it is not war but murder to see the poor people cut down and drove out their homes. Well, I think this is all I got to say at present. With love, from friend, Cecil Dean.